You're listening to this entertainment talk radio podcast. I'm Joe Davidson. I'm glad you're here. You can catch this show anytime of day or night at zentertainment.org. This is a little music by Melody Gardot, melodygardot.com, and I'm going to play you the full tune at the end of today's show.
Love me like a river does cross the sea. Love me like a river does endlessly.
My guest today is Iyanla Van Zandt. I got to sit down with her a few weeks ago at the Omega Conference, which was at the Sheraton Hotel in New York City. eomega.org if you'd like more information on their workshops and classes. They're up in Rhinebeck, New York. But let me tell you a little bit more about Iyanla Van Zandt. She and her daughter founded Inner Visions. You can find out more about this at innervisionsworldwide.com. They offer classes focused on transforming difficult experiences into empowering lessons of victory. Sound familiar? Halle Berry said that Iyanla is one of her five sheroes. I like that term, sheroes, instead of heroes, you know. I think I've had a few sheroes in my life. And Iyanla Van Zandt has been named one of the country's most influential African Americans by Ebony Magazine. She's been named among the country's most 100 influential women by Women's Day Magazine, and she's a very dynamic speaker. She has a clear purpose and a vision, and don't get her started on York peppermint patties. You'll see what I mean. This is Iyanla Van Zandt. Thank you so much for joining us today and being here on Zentertainment Talk Radio. It's great to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I know you've been through some difficult times in your life, and I wondered if you'd talk to us a little bit about this word and this idea of what is possible, possibilities.
Yeah, there are all kinds of possibilities that we may not be able to see, may not know of. For some reason, human beings really think they know. They really think that they know. They think they're grown. They think they're smart. They think they're intelligent. And we just don't understand that the universe is so incredibly graceful and elegant and merciful that there's so many things that we can't even think of. So I say there's all kinds of possibilities. The two keys are you willing and are you ready?
You were a teenage mother on welfare. You were a battered wife. Even through that, how did you discover what is possible and find your way to where you are now?
Yeah, I was a teenage mom and I was on welfare and I did live in the projects and I was in an abusive relationship. What I learned is that, of course, I didn't know any of this when I was going through that. What I learned was if you just continue to put one foot in front of the other, doing the best you can with a clear vision, that's the piece. I always had a vision. When I was 16 years old and had a son, my vision was to get a high school diploma. When I got a high school diploma and I had my son, my vision was to get married. So when I got married and I had a son and a daughter, my vision was to get a job. Little by little, no big, you know, I never had a vision of saving the world, writing books, meeting Oprah, you know, no cellulite. I never had that vision. I never had those visions. What I had was a vision of putting one foot in front of the other, doing what I could, which when you're in the projects on welfare, paying the rent on time is a vision. You understand? Have that vision. Then it becomes paying the rent on time and having some money left over. That's a vision. Have that vision. Whatever the vision is, the vision will pull you forward. And so that's what I did. I didn't plan any of this. Most of the good things that have happened in my life, I fell into them. I did not create them and explore and, you know, affirm the goodness coming in the ethos. No, I fell into my goodness.
It's easy to look at this huge picture, this huge vision, instead of really focusing on what we can do by taking the small steps.
Eat the elephant one bite at a time and don't start at the butt. Start at the ear. Start with the, you know, the tail. Start at the hoof. Start there. You've got to eat the elephant. You've got to get totally out of the darkness. But if you start with the butt, with the nasty, hard thing, it's going to discourage you. So start with the ear. let me clean the house. You know, let me get up a half an hour earlier. Let me not complain today. Let me do something good for somebody else just for the joy of it, not for the money of it. Let me not yell at the kids today. Let me, you understand, little tiny things that begin to regiment the mind, that begin to create routine. You know, the human body is, your heart beats and the blood goes to where it goes and the kidneys work and the lung. If there's a routine going on in there, if there's a routine going on inside of you, then you have to create a routine outside of you, not a regimented, you know, military discipline, but just a regular routine, and build into that routine laughter and joy and fun and eating and playing and working and learning and healing and work it in.
Someone out there listening, they're going through a loss, they're grieving some major challenge. Maybe they feel like they can't get through today. A day is too much. What's your advice to them?
How about an hour at a time? How about that? What I can offer all of us is that when we have a challenge in our life, when we have a difficulty that we're growing through, to language it in such a way that it is supportive and encouraging and not disparaging or despairing.
Let's just use one example. A listener of mine recently sent me a letter that his mother is facing cancer and is going through a lot of fatigue and pain and having a great deal of side effects to some of the medicines that she's been taking. Is there anything that can help a person when they're going through something like this, when it comes to how to phrase things and the language and not being disparaging? And at the same time, something that doesn't deny the reality of what they're experiencing.
Well, first of all, don't say I have cancer. I'm challenged by it, and it don't have to win. Now, it could. It might. But it doesn't have to. I mean, even in that, I'm challenged by cancer right now, so I have to take care of myself. The other thing is, look at what you're moving towards, not what you're moving out of. How can we relanguage that, which doesn't negate the reality, but gives your body and your being something? So, I must do all things possible to keep my energy up. I'm focused on energy building activities, energy building thoughts, energy building behavior. What is an energy building behavior? Could you wiggle your toe? Could you stretch? Could you yawn? Could you eat some wheatgrass? Could you do whatever? And stop giving the problem power. It doesn't mean you negate the reality of it. It means that you affirm and aspire to a vision that pulls you forward. High energy living. Look at my foot. Can you look at my foot? I had a bone spur. Runners get them in their heels. I'm special. I got mine on the top of my foot, right at the base of my big toe. And I've had it for years. And about 2 years, 3 years ago, I dropped a huge table book on it. And it just lost its mind, the bone spur did. And I wouldn't go have the surgery because the thought of somebody putting me to sleep and cutting my body open is just, you know, it wasn't something high up on my living agenda. So I wouldn't go. The truth of the matter is that I made excuses for not going. I can't go. I can't get off the foot. I can't do you, whatever. So here we are 3 years later, and the bone spur has now totally lost its mind. It's spurring and it's burning, and I can't wear shoes. I'm wearing. What I learned in the process was how willing I was to accommodate pain. I learned that. Me, Iyanla, 13 books, 5 New York Times bestsellers. Here I am in my everyday busyness, in my everyday humanness, accommodating pain, buying a bigger shoe, buying a lower shoe. I became comfortable in accommodating pain. And when I had that awareness, baby, I was off to the surgeon in a quick heartbeat. Can you hear me? Because it was for me living pain-free. I don't care about the bone spur. I will live pain-free. And since that was creating pain, I had to correct it. Can you hear what I'm saying? So I don't care that it was a bone spur or it was, I'm accommodating pain. Oh, joy. Oh, rapture. What an awareness. Now let me go handle the pain. So I'm out here. what was I going to tell Omega? I'm not coming to your conference because I just had surgery, and it's ugly. It's hard. It swells. I've got this stupid shoe thing on my foot. I am the ultimate shoe diva. And here I am with this big, black, gauzy, nasty. It's horrible. But it's wonderful because it's helping me heal my willingness to accommodate pain. Do you see? You take it to another place, another dimension, another level. My daughter had cancer, and I watched her, you know, so I supported her in her healing. And so in the moment when she was in a lot of pain, you know, she loved strawberries, so I went and got her one. You know, I'm not going to say you can't eat strawberries because you got cancer. No, here. She liked York peppermint patties. I always had one that I could whip out at any moment. She liked Reese's peanut butter cup. In the midst of this, here. And you know what? Even when those times when she would say, I can't eat it now, I would wave it under, but you like it, don't you? You know? And get her to smile. And okay, soon as that pain's over, we're going to devour this. You understand? So the things that bring you joy, even in that moment, what is it? Hold that vision. Have that thing available and allow it to pull you forward. Whatever, as long as it's helpful and not harmful. You know, I mean, when you got cancer, a York peppermint patty ain't the thing you need to be afraid of. And even breath. Breathe through the pain. Welcome the pain. Don't fight the pain. Be in it. Be present. And for people who are loving people who are in health crisis and difficulties, don't see them suffering. See them as whole and complete and loving, even in the midst of their pain. Sometimes we look at people and because they hurt, we hurt. Well, your heart is a compassionate instrument, so it will open for the person, you know. But don't see them, oh, poor thing, you. Say, you know what? Breathe through it. You can breathe through this. Come on, I got that York peppermint patty for you.
As long as it's not wheatgrass.
No wheatgrass, really, no wheatgrass.
I did the 3-week Hippocrates Institute, and I was wheatgrass it every day. You did it?
I did Hippocrates. Yes, I did. I loved it. But didn't you feel great when you left there?
My weight was fantastic.
Yeah, I know. Mine too. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you could join us. Where can people find out about your books, your website, and the work that you're doing?
Okay. Inner Visions, www.innervisionsworldwide.com. Innervisionsworldwide.com. Or if you just Google Ian LaVanzant, it'll get you to Inner Visions. We are now in the process of accepting our next class of those people who are willing and ready to be trained as spiritual life coaches. It's a 3-year process. Classes meet once a month, 10 months a year, 2 years for personal development, and 1 year for coaching certification. And we accept students from all over the country. You can't do it online. Got to do it in person.
That's a lot better.
Yeah, you have to. You have to have the one-on-one experience. But if you go to innervisionsworldwide.com, you can learn everything you need to learn.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Zentertainment Talk Radio, and we look forward to hearing more from you.
Anytime. I'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to my conversation with Ian LaVanzant. You can find out more about her books, workshops, and classes at innervisionsworldwide.com. Thanks for listening today. She actually reminds me a lot of Whoopi Goldberg. Don't you think she sounds like her? Man, her voice is Whoopi. Ah, she's a lot of fun. Well, thanks for joining me at the Zentertainment Talk Radio podcast, zentertainment.org. I want to leave you tonight with a tune by Melody Gardot. MelodyGardot.com. Her last name is spelled G-A-R-D-O-T. Melody turned the pain of a life-changing car accident into music. Regarding the word disability, she said, I see myself in this way. I am able to do some things and unable to do others. That's all. Love heals a lot of things. And this is her tune. It's called Love Me Like a River Does.
Love me like a river does cross the sea. Love me like a river does endlessly. Love me like a river does. Baby, don't rush. You're no waterfall. Love me, that is all. Love me like a roaring sea swirls about. Love me like a roaring sea. Wash me out. Love me like a roaring sea. Baby, don't rush. You'll know what a fall. Love me, that is all. Itself spins around. Love me like the earth itself, sky above, below the ground. Love me like the earth itself. Baby, don't rush. You're not.